Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
And we are back. Welcome back to episode 4 of the Deckheads podcast.
That's right. It's season 1, episode 4.
Cast.
A fan
for
cast.
For Bravo's number 8 show, Below Deck.
It's number 8.
I don't know. That sounds
all
about right.
Well, this is Anna.
This is Nick.
And shall we sing our theme song?
If
when you have
a
lot of money, but your life's a wreck.
Well,
come on board. You're on Below Deck. Beautiful harmony. Beautiful harmonica.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
What an episode. Wow. Anna, we've got a lot to talk about.
Only thoughts is, of course, Adrian has the worst friends in the world. In quotes, friends.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell their relationship is because there's no backstory. She says, we're friends and they're the charter today. And don't ask me any questions about how we're friends. Was there any information?
Nailed it.
Was there any information?
No, I think they're friends because he was a former charter guest. That's it. Their relationship goes that far, is that he...
That can't be it. There must have been some socializing.
Maybe she was involved in a threesome with him and his wife, because the way she jumps into right. his arms when he arrives is
sexual.
Gross.
Oh, and she starts like picking lint off of his shirt.
And his wife's like behind him?
Uh-huh.
I couldn't figure out which woman was his wife. Not clear.
Yeah, because they all reacted the same way whenever he said something awful.
Yeah.
They'd be like, very clearly, they'd be like, that's sexual harassment.
Yeah. But they'd be like,
and then,
oh my God.
I can only tell you once, you crazy kid.
And they'd be like, can you believe Simon? That's his name is Simon. Can you believe Simon just touched that woman's titties?
This fucking guy's haircut. This plugs, right? This has to be plugs. This
That's me clinking to that.
What is that? What do you think that clink is?
It's two wine glasses or two champagne glasses clinking.
You have heard noises before, right?
No, unaware.
Have you ever been to a place with two champagne glasses in it?
Hard to say. Wait, okay. The episode starts with a fire on the boat in the laundry room or something. And then they like take care of it, and then Captain
Well, there's
Lee.
There's no fire.
Oh, Captain Lee rips into Alex and is like, "Hey, bro, you're not allowed to do anything without me saying it. But if you can't do something without me saying it, then I don't know how you're going to be a captain."
Yeah,
it made no sense.
It was such a funny drill because they were like, "Oh, there's a fire. Sound the alarm. Up, oh, the fire team is here. Like from where?" And you notice it's just the crew members dressed in like old timey fire outfits.
Right. That
where
was
it's just like
I
mostly
couldn't,
just a drop cloth.
I was like, oh, they're also firemen.
Yeah.
Like, that's a part of being
on you have
on
to be
boat.
Everything. Hmm. Somebody also has to massage people.
Yeah, that was weird. I was like, these people aren't accredited.
Somebody has to be.
You're on massage.
Be the linen de-wrinkler.
That one I understand more because you're basically just de-wrinkling. But the massage thing, it's like, how do you know you're a good masseuse?
Yeah. Let's talk about my favorite part of the show. What's the, give me
the, what was the horn for you?
I don't know. You're in charge of the weirdo sounds.
All right. Here comes Nick with his, the likes,
and dislikes
of the charter guests.
Okay. So they only zoomed in and lingered on two. One was Simon, of course, our man with the hair.
Correct.
Primary charter guest, master. That's what his designation is. Likes, nuts. A lot of that in the last episode, right? Am I right? Am I right?
That's so
Am
basic.
Am I right? Okay.
That's so basic.
Nuts. Am I right? Okay, rice cakes?
Oh my God, he's like 4 years old.
What's more basic? Grapefruit juice.
Okay.
But without vodka in them.
Hmm.
So no Greyhound. Margaritas. Meritage.
What's Meritage?
No fucking clue.
Okay.
Manhattans.
Okay, yeah.
Sparkling water. He likes water. He's at, make sure they got water on there. They got water with bubbles. Doc said the bubbles make my hair grow. Dislikes tofu.
Yeah, he's weak.
Yeah. But also,
he's a man's man.
Tofu is probably not what they're making unless you ask for it.
Well, I don't know, because I feel like Chef Ben always tries to experiment, especially with this group at Charter.
He never makes the same food twice.
No, he can't remember. He's always like blacked out, like in some sort of haze. Like, I don't
But now that I see who he has to hang out with all the time, like, I don't blame him for wanting to feel like he's somewhere else.
That's true.
Okay, Gretchen.
He's an artist.
His wife.
That's, oh, Gretchen is the blonde?
No, dark hair.
Oh, his that's Gretchen. Tracy's the blonde.
Yeah. God. So Gretchen likes rice cakes. Wow. She got that from her husband.
Unnecessary.
I also like rice cakes. Make sure you got two bags.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberry and blueberry vodka.
What?
Gross.
That's divorce drink, but go ahead.
Also, it's like you don't need infused vodkas. You can get flavor other places. You don't need to buy 40 different vodkas. You buy one vodka.
Yeah, I don't really get flavored vodka, too.
Get some blueberry
juice.
Like,
I don't get it. Like, blueberry juice.
Yeah, blueberry juice.
Okay.
You haven't balled out with blueberry juice?
No.
It's very expensive because it's hard to squeeze. Sweet and low, another of her likes.
What? Is she snorting that?
Something else you would assume they would have.
Sweet and low.
Dislikes, oysters and escargot.
These people are the definition of trash.
I mean, what are you doing with your money? This man was an early investor in Google, and this is how he makes his money.
Right. But how did he make his money earlier, before early investor, to invest in Google?
There's not enough backstory in this show. You really got to make it up. So here goes.
His Ed Hardy...
Drugs.
Oh.
He's a drug dealer.
Well, he wears a lot of Ed Hardy style outfits or t-shirts.
Yeah, he's a drug dealer now.
Okay.
Well, there's so much enabling going on. You can't sit next to a person wearing an Ed Hardy shirt.
No.
And just let
And happen. You can't be married to them.
This is disgusting.
Well, right, okay, so they're in quotes friends with Adrian. Big reveal. Sam can't really remember her hookup with CJ.
Yeah. That's a lie.
Correct.
It's incredible how often people can't remember the thing they regret.
Mm-hmm.
But no one ever hooks up with their dream guy and then the next morning is like, I can't remember it. The greatest thing that ever happened.
Dream guy?
Yeah, dream guy.
CJ is a...
Well, I wasn't talking about CJ. I'm saying if it was her dream guy,
oh, no, she
would have come out and been like, guess what? I fucked God.
All right, I'll give you that. So CJ's super cocky and is like, she's in love with me. But in reality, she's trying to blow him off hard. And he's like in love with her. I love a great moment when Captain Lee tells CJ he might need to wear a hair wrap unless he gets his hair under control.
I understand why CJ might be a little confused.
Why?
Because he hits on her all day.
Mm-hmm.
She fucks him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, why doesn't this guy get that I don't like him? Maybe stop sucking his dong.
Exactly. But he also, or she also is always like, oh my God, get away from me. And then smiles.
And also she is always talking about how horny she is.
Mm-hmm. They're also horny. Poor cat.
They're all so horny.
The original horn dog cat has not gotten any ding-a-dong-a-dong.
Yeah, well, she's really obnoxious when she's drunk.
Which we find out, I think, in the episode after, potentially why she makes him.
Oh, yeah. And it ain't one or the other, baby.
Mm-mm-mm. She takes one a day, baby.
It's a cocktail.
She is definitely drinking and pilling. Okay, so.
Opilly, opilly, pilly.
Okay, Nick did it again. All right, so in my notes, I wrote Charter guest Sam looks like a perv. Great foreshadowing. And then I said, why did Adrian hug him like that in front of his wife.
Yeah, it was super, super awkward.
Yeah, it was
weird.
It
needs an explanation. There needs to be a host of Below Deck that comes out every once in a while. Like, everybody pauses. Like, they don't do, it's not like a freeze frame. Just everyone in the moment pauses. Mm-hmm. And then a guy comes out and he's like, you're probably wondering.
Well, it'd be like Twilight Zone.
Yeah, you're probably wondering why Sam's touching Simon this way. Well, funny story about that. And then they do it back.
She was involved in a threesome with him and his wife. Okay, so
I guess it wasn't that funny.
And then Steve, who we learn is like blander than plain white bread, comes on and talks about how Nostradamus says the world is supposed to end.
He didn't say that.
If yes, he
said
did.
That would have been fine. He said Nostradamus.
Oh, that's okay. Fine.
Nostradamus.
Okay.
Yeah, that's his joke. Hinting. That's like the joke of the day.
He's hinting he might do some cocaine. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then they ask Sam to unpack like Tracy and the other woman, Gretchen's bags. Mm-hmm. And Tracy's bags are filled with all clothes that are new. Mm-hmm. Like she doesn't even have the tags off them. And so she asks her to remove the tags and iron everything. And my God, the amount of time Sam's harps on the fact that all her clothes are linen. Unreal. Who cares in the end? Just do your job. Iron the fucking clothes. Iron the linen. Mm-hmm. I guess because linen wrinkles easily. But nobody cares, Sam. It's your job.
Okay, I could not be more on Sam's side. Fuck this woman.
Wow.
You can't just...
Our first disagreement.
You can't just assume that they'll do anything. Anything? Wow. She brought... more outfits than there are days that they'll be on this boat by 10.
Okay, I agree with you on that.
And
so
she said,
glasses?
You have to prepare 30 outfits for me for my 2-day charter. No, the answer is no.
But
I'm not doing that.
She works for Adrian and Adrian's a monster and she said yes.
You can't just ask him to do any. You can't be like, oh, it's tax season. Here I brought all of my... Stubbs, will you do my taxes? Well, you gotta say yes, because they're a charter. Hi, these are my parents' ashes. Will you take them to the moon?
What?
Oh, sure, I gotta become an astronaut for you?
Yeah, well, that's unrealistic compared to what she asked of her, which is to just iron her clothes, which I do think is a part of the job, because it's a charter, so they're like, we expect everything.
I hung up.
So you could ask them to bring your parents.
You could say this, hey, Sam, here's an outfit I wanted to wear later. Will you iron it?
Well,
oh,
actually,
great, yeah,
yes.
Sure. You pick your outfit, then I'll do the iron.
It's also interesting... I think she was it Adrian who maybe possibly said, hey, are you interested in doing this? Or are you interested in having your clothes ironed? Or did the woman say, can you guys iron my clothes? And Adrian automatically offered Sam up. I feel like this is somehow an Adrian issue.
She said, look, no charter asks this of the crew. So this one woman is like, hey, I have this giant suitcase, unnecessary, clothes I'm not going to wear. Will you take them all out, press them, hang them up, take the tags off, whatever, do all this stuff, which is insane.
Mm-hmm.
So then later, everyone is like, oh, that's a good idea.
Right.
I want that too. So now you got to do everyone's clothes.
Yeah.
What? What? I don't do this job.
And to imagine like ironing like Simon's Ed Hardy t-shirt.
Oh, God. And just like trying to resist just leaving the iron right over the two Fs.
Mm.
Put a little Holsky in there.
That is, I mean, you know what? Let's cling to that. That's beautiful imagery.
Let's drop a metal ball down a elevator shaft.
Hey, you need to tone it down.
Yes. This does not mean what you think it means.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Sam at one point says she spent 5 years at university and that she did some project where she solved rockets, or she can solve rockets. So why would she be ironing when she could solve rockets? I'll tell you, because you left that job and
she
took this job.
Designed a part of the rocket for NASA.
Well, I don't think it was. She worked on a student project her senior year that was somehow involved with NASA, but I don't think it was anything. I don't think they're out here being like, well, let these college seniors really deal with this NASA problem. I'm sure it was somehow involved, but it was probably like a very small aspect of it. Cause
that was the one joke that Simon made that I appreciated.
What do you say?
Well, because right after she was talking about how she designed part of a rocket for NASA, he goes, oh, cool, cool. So can you get me a Pellegrino?
Well, no, he said, I feel bad asking you for a Pellegrino.
Get me a Pellegrino now, but she was like, I don't feel that bad.
Yeah. Well, but she also left that job to do this job.
If you...
Sorry, but that was a bad idea. Hope jumping in the water unwinds you a little.
She's a boat person. Her family has a boat.
True. How did they get on this show? Okay, cut to Simon does not know what a frittata is.
Right.
And they don't eat salmon, and they all freak the fuck out.
It's so weird. How do these people live rich lives?
I don't know, man.
The more money you have, the more you are offered salmon. That's a fact.
No, but I also believe there is... I believe they're from Jersey or somewhere, because later Steve invites everyone to Jersey. Jesus Christ.
Oh, yes.
But Steve. Like... when you're that rich and you're kind of trashy, you kind of pick and choose your life like that. Like, you're kind of like, oh, well, we don't go to that restaurant because it's always seafood or something. Like, they go to a restaurant later and are like, ah, and like, leave. I think they're just unpleasable. They're unpleasable.
We'll get to that.
I just don't know how it's like, that's not embarrassing for you. They're all 8 years old.
Well, that's the thing. They're completely unaware. They're unaware.
They sound like kids.
They are unaware. They lack awareness. And like the woman who goes, oh, Simon, you really need to talk to them. Like, I shouldn't be reaching. Like, someone should be serving me.
Yeah.
Honey. And then she's like, my coffee's cold. Well, then drink it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but this coffee they poured me 30 minutes ago has started to turn.
And I shouldn't have to use my arms while on this boat. Did I have to lift my arm and pick up my fork? Simon, you really need to talk to these people. I just don't understand what's going on.
Talk to your friend, Simon. Your best friend.
And they keep calling Steve a simpleton, which he is. He's like, hey, can I just get eggs and a bacon? And then he says, I'm so hungry, my butt is eating my underwear.
Yeah. And then he gets a piece of sliced turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And he eats it and he goes, oh, that is so good. Oh, that is good.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, man. That turkey went straight through me.
Finally, I got my underwear out of there. Yeah, these are the it's like is every charter just gonna find a new way to be detestable?
Yeah,
probably. Is there a charter where they're gonna be like, well, that was really nice, terrible episode, but really great people?
No, I think that's the point. They probably don't release the episodes where the people are absolutely pleasant.
Yeah, that's right into the fucking trash.
Also,
can.
Like people who
Greta Thunberg hitches a ride.
She's like, I would like to go home.
She's like,
be in my cabin the whole time.
Can you set 18 place settings just for me?
She's just like a monster.
Whenever she's on a boat, she can really get loose because there's no press.
Oh, Greta.
Anyway, I choose Greta.
I bet you do, bitch.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'm just joking. I also choose Greta.
I don't get it.
Okay, so Sam's unpacking everyone's bags, complaining. In my opinion,
I suppose nothing big's gonna come up here.
Just do your job. I don't know. I just like think they complain so much for having signed up for this job. Mm-hmm. It drives me crazy.
Well, it's weird. This is one of those jobs, you know. That's all the time. There's not a lot of jobs that are all the time, but they exist. Like military, like you're a doctor, you know, you're always on call, whatever.
Whatever.
People are always so upset. You know, it's like, oh, I'm busy all the time. Well, guess what? Almost everyone on Earth doesn't have a job like that.
Yeah.
You don't need a 24-hour job. Don't work there.
Yeah.
No sympathy.
Yeah, it's like you get used to the perks, but then you still complain.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I'm almost never working.
I've noticed that about you.
That's my life.
You respond to my texts before I even send them. I'm always like, Jesus Christ, get a job, you
Jesus.
Dork.
When because here's when Anna texts you, you know you're getting 15 texts.
Yep.
So if you respond to the first one right away, yeah, you can leave the conversation.
That's true. I text you in spurts of info because I always like forget I have 100 things to tell you. So mm-hmm. I don't text them to you when I think about them. I keep them all together and hit you with like 400 texts at once. Mm-hmm. I spurt text you.
And then
you.
I respond to one of the
yes,
things.
Yep.
And then there's no more conversation.
Yep. And you know what? That's fine with me because I know I got that information to you and you read it. I don't need much else. You could be like, hey, man, cool. And I'd be like, well, I mean, he read it.
All right. Let's just say texts now are one way. They come from you to me, and I got the information.
You have to at least send one that says, uh-huh. At least, like, hand...
Two thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I need. All it's right. just you being like, I saw it. I just need you to be like, I see you, and I accept this, and I love it.
Yeah. I see you, and you're okay, Anna, just the way that you are.
I'm not taking this bull from you and me and my seagulls. Doesn't make any sense.
You okay. don't need to go to therapy anymore. Just text me the problems.
No.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Captain Lee is being an asshole to Alex, and Alex is quite a good sport about it. His face doesn't move. I think he has Botox. His face does not move. Alex's face.
Yeah, Alex is a real boring piece of shit. Yeah. He just got nothing to add
no.
to anything.
No, he's every just once
someone
in a while.
For Captain Lee to yell at him.
Yeah, every once in a while he does say, this business is cutthroat.
Get off the top of the boat, Alex!
Yeah. Alex, your hand is pointing in a weird direction!
I'm gonna pound your face until it's bloody, like that guy who slipped through the boat slip.
Right. And then yeah. and Captain Lee is clear has a beard because he's hiding his lack of chin. I've finally
Damn.
Noticed.
You know, I'm a big fan of Captain Lee because I've been following his Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. This guy is a jet setter. He's not always in a boat.
Okay.
Sometimes he's on a plane.
Okay.
Sometimes he's
A captain of that plane too?
He is quite frequently at autograph signings. He goes around and signs autographs at autograph places.
He doesn't bring much to the table on that show, so that's pretty wild to me.
And he's got a wife that he's been married to for like 10 years.
10?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a second wife. Third wife?
Anna, wow.
Fourth?
You have...
15th wife.
I mean, let everyone be on their own journey. You
no,
know?
I'm just curious.
Doesn't mean anything negative happened.
I just was surprised when you said 10 years, and then I was like, it all started to come together to me like, oh,
You're
yeah,
You're saying
okay.
there must have been a failed relationship prior to that.
I didn't say it's failed. Maybe it was like conscious uncoupling.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I don't see, you know, as Dan Savage comes up a lot on this podcast.
Okay.
And he,
Who?
Dan Savage said,
Who?
You know, sex guru Dan Savage.
Who?
He said that
he said,
just
Nick Turner
because
is...
a relationship ended doesn't mean that that relationship was a failure.
Did I said maybe it was a conscious uncoupling.
No, you said you heard 10 years and you I saw that in your eye. You're like, oh, look at this guy. He can't keep a woman.
I didn't
well, guess
say that.
What? Maybe
I didn't
he had
say
a
that.
Great relationship.
With that many gold chains around his neck, you can't keep a relationship?
Well, he's keeping this one because he's doing the most.
Well, we
every
know
time
he has
travels,
a son.
Every time he travels, he brings his wife. And then he posts a picture. And in that
How old
caption...
Is she?
She is age-appropriate.
Okay, good to hear.
And in that caption, he writes, me and my lovely bride. He calls her his lovely bride every time he writes.
It's not her. A new woman in every pic? Mm-hmm. Boom shakalaka. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry that love exists. Okay? And it's real.
I won this round.
And Captain Lee has it. And
Captain
you want
Lee
it.
Fucks. I believe it.
Do you think he fucks Captain Lee?
Yes.
He's very bossy.
All right.
Alex, help her around back. Alex, get off the top of my wife.
That's all the women coming.
Oh, Jesus.
That Captain Lee has made
Well,
coming.
Another episode my mom can't listen to. Sorry, Mom. Do not talk to me about this.
All right.
Anna's gross.
You're gross. Okay. Anna's gross. So some more classless conversation with these idiots. They're talking about taking over an island in St. Martin's because the French are pussies. That's what Simon says.
Yeah.
Cool remark.
Yeah.
Well, cool.
You know, I mean, he's right. You ever been to France?
Yeah.
You ever try to get in a fight there?
No.
No takers.
No.
I would stand.
You right stood there. In like a court...
Yeah, I found the Champs-Élysées. And I stand there and I say, who wants to fight?
And
they just smoke cigarettes past me. That wasn't a great story.
What you should do is make a baguette sword.
Anyway, I knocked this cigarette out of this guy's mouth and it landed on the Notre Dame, right?
Oh my God.
And sorry.
Is this an exclusive?
Yes.
Uh-oh, we got an exclusive. Ow. I keep crushing my fingers.
Yeah, okay. Can't help.
I lowered myself.
Good night.
Okay. Back to France being pussies.
Yeah. France are pussies. This guy's the only one not afraid to say it. No, they just don't have any jokes. They're not funny people. Yet every time they say something, their wives laugh.
Yeah, because the wives are just extensions of Ed Hardy t-shirts.
Who's more wrong? Some douchebag or a douchebag's wife who tells that douchebag it's okay because she's got four homes?
That's such a good question. What came first, the douchebag or the douchebag's wife?
Yeah. They have enablers.
Enabling them.
Every time they laugh at one of his horrible jokes, his sexual harassment, every time they laugh, another person gets harassed sexually.
Oh my God! Wow! Oh my God!
We might have to put a limit on these.
You have opened my mind to something I truly was not thinking about. It's true. I did believe these women were spineless for the majority of the episode, yeah. But who is to blame?
Yeah. The
men, probably.
They get on a boat. Another woman, like, just caresses all over her husband's chest.
Ugh, gross.
And then later, which we'll get into, they start going after the tits of one of the crew members. And no one stops them.
Well, they go like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oops.
Right.
Steve.
Like,
yeah. No, Simon.
Simon, you're very funny, but I don't like this part. It's fine, though.
This is sexual harassment.
Steve,
I don't eat salmon.
Steve, where's my dresses?
Oh, God. Linen. Okay, and then cut to a very sad point where Sam talks about her sister dying in a drunk driving accident. And it's really sad.
It's a real, real left turn.
Mm-hmm.
There is no set tone for this show.
No.
You're just filming everything.
They're
except
like Steve
the fun
can't,
parts in the bedroom.
Steve can't eat cilantro cream, but cut to Sam, my sister died in a drunk driving accident where she was a passenger in a car that a guy was driving like a Porsche.
Yes, and this actually put a lot of things in perspective for me. Her sister was partying at a club and then was driven home. This is how they present it, because I think they implied that she did not know this person before she went to that club that night.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's just kind of what I assume. And then, so he's driving her, I assume, back home to his fuck pad in a Porsche.
Mm.
So this is some rich D-bag that murdered her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that answers all of my questions. Why she took this job?
Well, she says
she took it so she could be near rich douchebags and serve them poorly. And that is her revenge for the rich douchebag that killed her sister. She is going to spend her life serving rich douchebags poorly.
Wow.
For revenge.
So you think it's like a long con.
Yes, but it's currently happening. It pays off every day.
Interesting.
Every day someone has a wrinkle in their linen and she, a little victory.
Well, she says she took the job because there were so many people that came to her sister's funeral and said, like, I met your sister like while she was being a yacht person and she always made me very happy.
And she's like, I'll do the opposite.
Yeah.
She could have just taken a job she loved and made those people happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But she got the wrong message.
Well, she says she was trying to find the same happiness her sister had. And then Kat was trying to, like, cheer her up and was like, you're so smart. You're so cool. You, like, wake up and shower.
Oh, my God.
Which was like, okay, Kat, you're a mess. Normal people wake up and shower. It's not like, how does she do it? It's like, okay, honey, she showers. You are, I don't know what waking up and showering has anything to do. Like, that's just, she regularly.
Well, a lot of people wait to shower until they leave their house. You know, I don't wake up and take a shower. You know, I wake up and then I putz around the house
for 5 hours. The semantics aren't important. Wait, okay. Well, you're not waking up to do anything. You're waking up to walk around the house for 5 hours.
I don't walk around the house. I mean, I do stuff. I got to do stuff in this room, do a little stuff in this room. Mm-hmm. I have 3 rooms.
I've seen your apartment. It's pretty small.
It's 3 rooms.
Yeah, you have a tiny little shack, don't you? With an avocado tree.
Yeah, I have a tiny little shack you're jealous of.
Yeah, I am. It's nice. Great yard. My dog ran around it, ate some avocados off the ground.
Yeah, your dog's not invited back.
What? Why?
Has your dog come back?
No.
Well,
aww.
Now you know why.
Because he ate some avocados?
Too cute.
Too cute?
Yeah.
But him and Cheetah had a good time.
Yeah, but Cheetah does not like cute competition.
Oh, excuse me.
Cheetah's the cutest one at the house.
They had a lot of fun together.
Yeah, no, of course. Your dog's fantastic.
Cheetah and Ace are friends, and there's nothing you can say.
Ace isn't as good at fetch.
No, Ace doesn't fetch. He'll, like, take it, and he'll hold it, and he'll be like, you have to come get it from me.
Yeah, because she brought something to me to throw.
Yeah.
And then didn't come back with it when I threw it.
My dog's a he.
Oh, wow. You care about your dog's gender.
You?
That's what you do? That's the thing that you care about in life?
I'm a bad person. You tried to play fetch with my dog without my
dude,
approval?
Your dog's a dude.
Dude, my dog is a dude. All
right. No, just now, yes, while you were in the other room for 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. No, he doesn't fetch. He doesn't give a shit. Right, yeah. Cheetah's a great fetcher.
Yeah, that's pretty much the only thing Cheetah does. Try to talk to her about politics? Right over her head.
She's so cute. I like that she like barks like really funny.
Cheetah?
Yeah, she'll just like start barking at something. Yeah, maybe she was barking at Ace, but it was funny.
Yeah, she barks at noises.
I like that. She cute. All right. So
we'll put a link to my dog's Instagram page in the show.
Oh, yeah. Cheetah has an Instagram?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm starting to believe that maybe Simon is a sociopath of some sort.
Mm.
He woke up all his friends with an air horn.
Oh, man. That dude needs to be shot in the face.
Yeah.
There is nothing less funny than that.
No, and he doesn't.
He goes around and laughs.
Yeah, that's why I think he doesn't feel empathy.
And then his friends wake up, answer the door, and they're clearly like pissed off.
Yeah.
But for some reason, because he pays for everything, they're not allowed to tell him he's not funny. So that the blonde woman who needs 40 outfits de-wrinkled, she can't reach over to drink her coffee. It gets so cold just to get someone to pour it into her mouth. This woman gets woken up by an air horn and goes, oh, Steve, it's really early. Very, very funny. Very funny. I love when I'm the butt of the joke, Steve. You know that. But very good.
Yeah, it was like really horrible like that. Oh,
he's paying everybody.
Steve, you, oh, that's so funny. Look, my eardrum fell out. So, Simon, here,
I woke
keep
up,
it.
And I woke up so fast I smashed my head on the cabin above me, and I'm bleeding profusely. Oh, Simon, very good joke. I bled into my suitcase, so you thought I overpacked, but everything's got blood on it now.
Oh, Simon, you're so fun. Oh, my God. Simon, I'm actually going to... I'm going to kill Simon if I ever come face to face with him. He wakes up his friends with an air horn, and then they are all deeply disturbed but act like it's cool, and they go to do a fun beach picnic.
Oh, my God. This beach picnic, it's hilarious how much extra this crew does. Mm-hmm. When they get to the beach, what's written in the sand? They wrote in the sand the name of the boat.
Honor.
Yeah. Your Honor, it said.
Oh.
I mean, the honor is the boat. Yeah, that's what the other shirts say.
Yeah.
And this was a great Chef Ben.
Well, he just hates Steve because he's such a simpleton. And he's like, yeah, you know, I just made him turkey and cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, imagine, it's like me, the world's greatest comedian. Someone, I find out someone is like a fan of Jeff Dunham, you know, and I'm like, I'm supposed to deliver them Jeff Dunham DVDs.
Okay.
That's the equivalent of him delivering Steve a turkey sandwich.
Yeah. he seemed bummed. He was like, enjoy your pasta salad. It's like, yeah, that's, it probably sucks when you're like a world-class chef and you're British and you have a lot of like gel in your hair and you don't wear shirts under your chef top, so you look like you have a deep V on all the time, and someone's like, I can't have flavor in my food. I'm so basic.
I mean, I guess, but like as a comedian, it like if somebody,
I'm confused. Are you or are you not a comedian?
If somebody were to, you know, it's like they pay you money to do a headlining set and you gotta do an hour. And then you get there and they're like, you know what? Actually, instead of the hour, can you just tell a couple knock knock jokes and get off? I would be like, fuck yeah. That's so much. I don't have to do any work. Great. I'll be jazzed. Turkey sandwich? You got it, bitch. You want them all together or can I just throw them at your face individually?
I'm confused. Are you, what are you, what's your point here?
I'm saying they're paying him to be a world-class chef.
Yes, but
and then he doesn't have to do it.
No, but he wants to do it. He was upset.
This is not his fucking Picasso.
He was upset that he made turkey sandwich. He didn't like how simpleton the food was. He
no,
was upset.
I understand. He
so
wasn't.
What was
I'm saying
the point?
He needs to get over it because he won that day.
Can't. Do you see how much gel is in his hair? How is he going to just walk away from that?
I tried to explain to him how great his life was, but he just wouldn't stop gelling his hair.
Oh my God. It's so gelled up. They must be like in for the itinerary by 40 pounds of gel for just Ben.
And then they talked about how perfect the food was. Over and over.
And then Simon said, here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
I wrote that down too.
Yeah.
Because it infuriated me how much everyone laughed at it. Two of the words in that sentence rhymed. No wonder he's got $1 billion.
Oh, no.
He's the least talented person I've ever seen on television.
Okay, what's his talent? Making money and investing?
His money, his talent was making money 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Disgusting. I made my money investing in Beyond Burger. About one stock. And
really?
I made $40.
That's funny. I actually won't say anything further. My dad was talking to me about Beyond Burger stock and trying to get my thoughts on it. And I was like, I just don't care.
Was it after it shot up this week?
No, it was before. This was before. It was like over Christmas break. He's like, what do you think about Beyond Burger? And I
you
was
know,
like, I don't
know. You know,
care.
It's up like $50 since then.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's doing well.
If he bought it.
He may have, actually. I don't remember what the consensus that one ended up being. That's, you know, when your dad's talking to you about stocks and you start to zone out. Okay.
That's like, so, I think that's happening right now.
Yeah. Anyway, so like whatever. Whatever you were saying, like fuck off. Okay. I wrote, Sam is still shitty at her job. She moves very slow. Dave is missing underwear. Eddie says he wears only boxers because he's from the East Coast. That doesn't fucking mean anything. The crew gets steak for dinner because the charter guests decide they're going to go out for dinner. So they, and then Simon specifically says, whatever you're going to cook for us, you guys have a nice dinner instead with that food.
You eat this food. This food is now yours. Yeah. I have no ownership over this food. My plan is to leave. There is no way on earth I'm going to get on this boat, go into Antigua, wherever the hell they are, and not be able to feed myself.
Yep.
Goodbye.
Yes. Wow. Nothing to see here. I'm out. Peace out on the boat. No one wears shoes.
And I assume that's just what happened and everyone was happy. I didn't watch the rest of the episode. Is that what happened?
Shit, we need to take a quick commercial break. I forgot. No. So sorry that was so abrupt. I forgot. I saw in my notes that said Kat needs a break and remembered we also need a break. So
these are commercial. Wait, I have a question.
Yeah.
These are, what kind of ads are these?
I don't know yet.
All right. Are there going to be any ads we're doing?
Yes, eventually.
But these ads are going to be like, we like Tide. I use Tide in my laundry.
Okay, why are you saying that? We haven't even sold that ad yet. Don't give them that. Sorry. Okay, we will be right back. I'm going to have a talking to Nick. All right, BRB. All right, we are back.
Those were commercials.
That's true. He ain't wrong. Hey, hon. He ain't wrong. Okay, we're so we come back. The charter guests have left, and CJ sits down with Eddie, I think. I forget. And he says, I need some bro chat time. Mm-hmm. Nobody cares, CJ. And he talks about his open relationship girlfriend, Holly, who's back home. Yeah. And Sam.
Maybe stop talking about Holly.
Yeah.
Maybe don't spend 60 minutes trying to fuck Sam.
Yeah. And then like,
talk about Holly. And then we see a picture of Holly. Like, leave Holly out of this.
Yeah. Also, you think Holly's still going to be with you with how creepy you're being towards Sam?
Well,
who
knows? He's
going
to come home with that fat charter check, all those tips, and the Bravo money. So Holly's going to be there.
Huh.
For 1 week. Spend all the money. Peace out.
And then see this air and be like, fuck you, CJ. Well, Sam says she wants nothing to do with CJ and that he's not getting the hint and won't back off. And naturally, CJ's like, she wants the D because he's too cocky and looks like Jason Schwartzman.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong with that at all. Except for CJ's gross. And then they're all sitting. This was a very funny scene to me where they're all sitting in that like weird kitchen like hang time area, the break zone. And in the mirror, you
break
can
zone.
Yes, exactly. You can see this person of color who is like casually in the mirror, like in the shot in the background, like they're being reflected. And I started to realize they don't show any of the people of color crew workers on this show. They try to give them no screen time if possible. It's amazing.
I mean, when you got to name the color.
They were just a darker skinned person. Mm-hmm. They were a person of color. I don't know.
Darker skinned, yes.
their skin color
there's
was
that one guy,
darker than...
There's a Latino man that they show quite frequently.
It may have been him, but I'm not 100% sure because this guy was wearing a captain's outfit and he wasn't wearing like the like crew like engineer outfits.
That's the Latino guy. I don't know his name.
But then I can't...
Not in the cast.
I can't distinguish if... Well, everyone else is white, but I can't distinguish if...
Everyone is white.
Yeah, because that's how it goes. All,
because that's what the charters ask for.
Because mm-hmm. They're like, I don't want any people of color serving me. That might be racist. And you're like, oh, fuck yourselves.
Not here in the Caribbean.
No, where people don't deserve jobs unless they're white. But I also thought they... I can't tell the difference between engineer and captain staff because it feels like the engineers tend to wear like a different outfit versus this is, doesn't fucking
yeah,
matter.
I
just
don't
know the difference between who's
about.
Who. Who's who of not the cast.
They went to dinner.
Yeah, so they go to dinner, they go there and they're
because
like
because they're the worst people in the world.
They hate everything.
They hated it. And there's no explanation of what happened.
Well, it was that they didn't have anything that they wanted on the menu or something. They're
you
like, they're out of everything.
Got a turkey sandwich with American cheese on it?
I just want bacon and eggs.
I didn't leave Jersey to have foods that aren't in Jersey. I came here to spend $1 billion on a turkey sandwich.
For how much they like to be on this yacht, all of them hate seafood.
Fuck,
well,
man.
Well, Steve's never tried seafood. He doesn't know it.
He likes Steve food.
Yeah. You
that's
motherfucker.
Three items. Why does it, like, he has a likes and dislikes sheet. He could literally put every single food that he eats on his likes sheet.
Yeah.
One page.
He'd like PB&J, egg, bacon,
bread.
Sausage, bread, turkey, cheese.
Pasta with butter and salt. He's disgusting. So then they come back.
But then he does at one point say he likes lobster or no? I don't know. Maybe not.
So they're not allowed to drink on the ship.
They're not allowed to drink on charter.
But sometimes when the charter leaves the boat for the evening, they think, well, it's not for her now because everybody's gone.
I don't think they can drink then either.
Oh, of course they can't. I'm saying sometimes they do anyway.
Oh, okay.
And when I say they, I mean cats.
Well, okay. The guests decide to come back. They show up. Everyone is all stressed out because they're like, oh, this was not the plan. And then they get all like freaked out that the crew ate all the filet cuts, steak, whatever. And even after Simon told them they can eat it. And they're like, you ate every single one? It's like, yeah, we had dinner while you guys were
those big filets, they ate them? They ate the filets?
Yeah.
The fillets we said they could eat?
Yeah.
That we asked them to eat?
Yeah.
Okay, also, here's another thing.
Tell
guess
me.
Where you just were, motherfucker?
At a restaurant.
On the land. Guess what they had there? Steak. Why can't we just get more steak?
Oh, God. I don't know.
They're not in the middle of the ocean.
These people are out of
their
minds.
They're docked.
Yeah.
Get
I don't
a
know.
Steak. Anyway, so
I don't know
cook
how
them steak.
No, they didn't cook them steak because he was out of it.
Yeah, they cooked them.
They cooked them something else, I think.
They cooked them pasta and Wagyu beef or something.
Oh, yeah. Is that what they ended up
Wagyu?
Doing?
Wagyu? Wagyu.
All right. Now, this is when it, after the Wagyu, this is where it gets real bad. Simon starts harassing all the women. He says that they have nice tits and that Kat should take her hair down. Oof.
Oh, God. Okay, so this is another thing that's tough to watch in 2011. Because Me Too hasn't happened yet.
No.
This is not a way you can talk to an employee.
Nope.
Every single thing he said is bonkers.
Yeah.
Asking someone to take their hair down is incredible. Mm-hmm. And that is the lightest thing he did.
Mm-hmm.
He starts going in on her tits.
Mm-hmm.
She's had an implant. And he
has she? I couldn't gauge if she really had had implants.
She had because she said that they got a 10-year warranty.
Oh, okay.
And they laughed. And she's like, no, seriously, I got a 10-year warranty on these tits.
I thought she was just trying to play along while slowly. She looked like she was folding in on herself. Like, yeah, I had a 10-year warranty.
Yeah, and she looked like really just. She's extra upset because she's blasted.
Yeah. Well, no, yes. I thought she got blasted after the tits comment.
No.
I thought she
got blasted when they went to dinner. And then when they came back, she was already. Well, you know what? I may be confusing.
I think you're confused.
The last one, because when they got back with their guests from the club in the jerk off Jonathan or whatever, he comes in and says, hey, and then she's like, she greets them at the door and she's like, how you doing? And then she he goes, oh, it's great, we're all wasted. And then she goes, oh, that's really nice. And then he goes, okay. There's just this really weird argument. It's like, she's drunk. She's drunk right
now.
No,
I didn't think she was drunk. I thought after the first few interactions where he's just being like, take your hair down, hey, you got nice tits, and she gets like stressed out, and they're being like, hey, she's not very nice to us, is she? And I want to say, Adrian foreshadowed all this by making the worst excuse for this guy. It was like, yeah, he keeps going at you, but you just can't let it bother you, and then he'll stop if it doesn't bother you. But it was clearly bothering Kat, so he kept going in further, which I don't think that's an excuse. Fuck that. Fuck that guy. If a woman is clearly uncomfortable, stop harassing her. I mean, don't harass her to begin with, but I thought she, after that interaction, went downstairs. I saw her swig from her coconut water, and that's, I think, when she took her things that make her sick or to make her chill or whatever. It's revealed in the next episode that she basically like takes anxiety medication because she has anxiety.
Well,
what?
You bought that?
Yeah, I bought that.
Do we want to wait for that?
Yeah, we'll get to that, but I'm
weird.
Saying,
why
I think,
why does the show do this?
I don't know. They like cut it in half.
Why can't there just be a chart or an episode?
I don't know. I think it just gets weird. But
there are so many things I want to say, but I think we might already be in the next episode. Is that
no, not yet, because she goes down, drinks something. Clear. It doesn't look like she's drinking alcohol. It looks like she's drinking one of those coconut water bottles, and then comes back up or starts like interacting with people and is acting really weird and drunk and having fun, and then goes up and all that weird stuff, whatever
her
is said.
Coconut,
and
her coconut bottle water, her shampoo, any container she has in her room is filled with liquor. Anything you see her drinking can't be like, oh, well, that's just a bottle of shampoo she's drinking. It's liquor. She doesn't get drunk from nothing.
That's true. We have to take one more commercial break, and we'll come back and break this down. So we'll be right back.
These are commercials.
And we're back.
Those were commercials.
Thank you. Okay, so before we left off, we don't have a lot left, but you were talking about Kat drinking gate. So basically, she starts acting crazy. Everyone thinks she's drunk. Everyone thinks she's had something to drink. And she's acting loopy, and she does her Rhode Island accent comes out, and everyone's like, oh, well, that's a clear sign. If she's got her Rhode Island accent, she's losing it. She's been drinking.
Yeah.
And she talks to CJ. She talks to, like, I think Ben, and Adrian gets all like, Kat could get fired, and I'm like, I don't.
And I can't believe it.
Yeah.
I need her. And I love her.
That
and
was
I
weird.
Found an opportunity to make this about me.
Yeah, she's like at the laundry, like covering her face. Like, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, because she loves her crew.
That's the thing. It's like, Kat doesn't like you. Why are you so worried if she'll get fired? Like, this is your best friend and she doesn't know your friends?
She's doing a terrible job. You could find anyone to do a terrible job.
I don't know. To me, it's like Adrian lives on another level. Like, she doesn't, like, these girls can be like, fuck you, Adrian. And she's like, I don't know. I think we're like getting along.
You're not allowed to fire her tonight because tonight a charter guest asked you to get a flashlight.
Yeah, to look
at
her
tits. So he can put them up to her tits and see her silicone bags inside of her tits. If that happens to your employee, guess what? Whatever else your employee did wrong that night is fucking washed away. Penalty yeah. declined.
Yeah, I think so. I think she gets a free pass.
They found a bag of coke. They announced, charter's over. We're driving back to the land. Your photo shoot tomorrow is done. No one gets paid. Everything is fucked because they found a tiny baggie. This person sexually harasses one of the crew all night. And thank you. I love you. Come back. You're my best. You're my best friend.
I know. And it's so dark because Adrian, she don't give a fuck. She's like, these are my friends. Like, it's okay. I don't like that. I think the situation was that it wasn't brought to Captain Lee's attention in the moment. Because if it's brought to his attention in the moment, he could actually step up and be like, nope, charter's over. Get the fuck off. But no one said anything to him in the moment. Like, they were all protecting Simon.
Yes, because Simon's got the money. Oh, and nobody else got the money.
And all those wives. Like, oh, God. Simon!
Oh,
Simon!
Simon! Stop. Oh, you're having sex with that woman. Simon! You
Simon.
Are incorrigible.
Simon! 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 Simon!
Simon, what are you doing with that bloody knife standing over that Simon, did you kill that prostitute?
Oh, my God. Sex worker. I mean,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Sex worker.
It's
God damn it.
The way they enable him, like, someone should just be like, hey, Simon, shut the fuck up. You cannot speak to women like that.
Yeah. Remember the way Captain Lee acted when he found out about the cocaine?
Oh, my God. He blew a fucking gasket.
He goes into, you know, captain mode. Everyone's in trouble. But here, he let it happen.
He did.
God, I want to sit that. I want to sit Captain Lee down.
But Captain Lee,
show him this episode, and then ask him what he'd do today.
Oh,
I said, what would you do right now?
Now he would definitely probably.
I don't know.
Had he known, he would have definitely stepped in. But I think he was like off work at that point. He was probably sleeping.
If somebody did that to my lovely bride, I would slit their throat. There's nothing worse you could do to me except for slipping in past me in the boat waterway. I gotta go.
That was actually beautiful what you just said right there.
Well, that's how I feel.
No, I think if he had been aware, he would have stepped up and been like, you can't speak to our crew like that. That's inappropriate. But I think because it was night and he was asleep or whatever he was, no one was there to step up.
Look, okay.
I'm not a fan of what happened.
All right. Here we go. It's time for boat trivia.
Okay.
Hit it. What? That's very long. What color of navigational lights are used for boats? Red, white, and blue, red, green, and white, or green, blue, and white?
I'm going to say red, green, and white.
You did it.
That's
it's
right?
It's red, green, and white.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let's clean glasses.
That's nice. So because you got the nice one right, there is no bad one.
Oh, no. I want to hear the bad one.
Okay. Well, I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
I'll look it up. Give me 10 seconds. You talk.
Okay, so in my opinion, I think Captain Lee's kind of an asshole. I mean, like, I think he's good at his job, but sometimes I think he's not nice. And I don't mean it to be like, hey, come on, man, be nice. I just think he's, I don't know, he's kind of condescending at times. Like, I understand you have to be, like, a big, strong captain, and you got to run the boat, and it's pretty serious, but, like, the way he... I feel like he picks and chooses what to be cool about.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll discuss that a little further in the next episode, but I don't know. I'm hot and cold on Captain Lee.
Okay. Let's get into how much do you think the chief stewardess on a yacht like this. I guess this would be Adrian.
Right.
Yeah. How much do you think she makes?
50K?
Here's the thing.
Oh.
There's no number because it's a range. And it says between 40 and 96.
The fuck? That's a huge range.
Yeah, that's too big.
Did you hear at one point Sam says, I left a job that paid me 32K a year. I was like, you got paid 32K a year as an engineer? That's really low.
Wait, and now she makes less than that?
I don't know how much she makes.
Saying that would be like, could you believe I left this high paying job?
I don't know if she said it was high paying, but the way she was talking about it, to me, didn't feel right. Like, usually starting salaries for engineers, I feel like, is higher, but maybe I don't know. Maybe she was just like the lowest level, like an intern.
Second and third stews, sometimes referred to as senior and junior stews, they make between 30 and 54.
Okay. That's not bad. With the perks, and then you get the tips.
Yeah, and you have to remember, you know, Bravo is paying them at least $80 an episode on top of that.
Well, that's the thing. I don't think they're getting paid a ton because they're not, like, household names.
Of course not. No, they're getting whatever the
like you're not getting you're not getting housewife money.
No, I don't even.
You're not even getting Vanderpump money.
Are you even in SAG for this?
No,
it's nothing.
Nothing. No, there's no union being like you're. Well, maybe there's like a boat workers union, but they're not connected.
If you walk past Paramount Studios on Melrose, you're in SAG.
Huh? I must be in SAG.
Yeah.
Okay, you
Congrats.
As well.
Yes.
You as well? Oh, cool.
Yeah, but I'm. You know. I'm
what?
Dude. TV sometimes. This week, perhaps you noticed from my Instagram, I was prominently featured in a PBS documentary.
Yeah.
They caught me at Occupy Wall Street back in the day.
Yeah, I saw that.
Making the world great.
Yeah, and, I saw that. Had no thoughts, but I did double tap it because I'm a mindless double tapper.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you. You know, I double tap one thing a month.
Nothing of mine.
Because I usually just use the heart button.
Oh.
No, I'm just having fun. I double tap.
Okay.
Double tap anyone I fucking want to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tell Lyra
you
the same thing.
You threatening me?
And she's like, why are you liking all these Instagram? And I say, Lyra, I double tap whoever I want to. And then that's why I sleep mostly in the yard.
Yeah, I figured. you use an avocado for a pillow?
It's not as soft as you think.
All right, should we wrap this bullshit up?
Hell yeah. Thank you so much for listening to episode 4, our best episode yet. What number is next?
5.
Oh, 5. Wow. Whoever's in charge of ordering these things, really, hats
Genius?
Off. Hats off.
Genius, in my opinion.
Yeah.
All right, Nick, where can people find you?
Oh, Jesus. We didn't do this last episode.
Yeah, we did.
What do you mean, where can they find me? If you're having trouble finding anyone... I mean, take an internet class because we are easy to find.
You're
I have
farting
a Twitter.
Out of your mouth a lot.
I have an Instagram.
Okay.
You know how you find them? You use Bing.
Oh no. You're
I
still
use
farting.
Bing. I use Bing on my laptop because I have a Bing virus.
All right, cut his mic.
I try to use Google, but it redirects me to Bing.
I have a memory of you telling me this before and me at that time being like, oh, what a fucking idiot.
You know how long this has been happening? Maybe a year.
You don't know how to get rid of it?
No, I tried everything. I need to do like just a factory reset. I tried to Google the information, but you know, I'm only getting the Bing results, so I couldn't really figure it out. It's not as good. And then sometimes I have this other virus that's called the open app thing that supersedes Bing and makes me search on Yahoo. And none of this is a joke. And I Googled stuff today and I got Yahoo results and I think I'm dumber than before.
What is going on?
I don't know!
All right, what you need to do is go to a library and use that Google.
A library?
I need to go to a library and use that Google because... I think you might die if you keep doing this.
Yo, the web MD on Bing, ooh, it is a lot scarier.
What is the web? You know what? Don't answer that.
Thank you.
Bing MD. It's like, oh no. It's like,
Dr.
Hey,
Yahoo.
It's just like a weird dude being like, hey, sorry, guy, you're going to die.
I think this guy's a Yahoo.
All right. Well, we're at Deckheads Pod on Instagram and Twitter.
Hey, where can they find you? Where the hell are you? Where on earth could you be?
We're at deckheadspod on Instagram and Twitter. We're at deck. You can email us at deckheadspod@gmail.com. Send us your boat story. If you have a fun boat story,
there we go!
Send it in and we'll read it. Like funny, fun, weird. Did you interact with a weird stew? Did your parents ever charter a boat? I have a great boat story where I was low-key held hostage. We'll talk about that another time. But it's a great time.
We are how many episodes in and you were held hostage on a boat?
We're going to save that for the 100th episode celebration.
How about this? How about if you have a boat story and you want us to read it on the air, don't email us or DM us. Write it in Apple Podcast reviews.
Okay.
Leave
yeah.
a 5-star review.
That's
or
true.
1-star because the algorithm reads them as the same.
Don't leave a 1-star review.
Okay,
Do not leave a one-star review.
If you're too cool.
Don't listen to Mr. Bing Yahoo over here. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I binged some information earlier. Said
you're like, oh, is the algorithm work like this? No.
Leave your boat story in a review.
Okay, yeah. 5 stars,
and then we'll
boat
read
story.
5-star boat story reviews.
But if it cuts off, you can continue it in an email.
Oh, is there like
I have no idea.
A limit?
I have no idea.
If it cuts off, call your friend.
Some of these stories might be long.
Have them leave a review with the rest of your story.
That's true. That should also be 5-star, not 1-star. Like, well, fucking Bingy over here thinks that's okay. Who Googles with Bing, bro?
I'm held hostage. It's not me. Internet pirates are making me do this.
You're held hostage?
They say, I'm the Google now.
Okay, is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? I'm the Terminator Google
that
now.
That was Oscar nominee guy who was in that movie.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Siri, who was nominated for an Oscar from the movie Captain Phillips?
It's going to reroute you to Bing.
Barkhad Abdi.
Okay, we're out of here.
On a motorcycle.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.